Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to his name. I just praise and bless his holy name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Amen. Hallelujah for me and my family and the saints. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I bless your name. I bless your name, who is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is Sunday morning church on a Friday afternoon, and I'm elated. You know, I'm overly joyed. Amen. Yesterday was Thanksgiving for me. Hallelujah. And it was me and Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Since I lived out of state, amen, my children couldn't be with me. But God can be any place, any time, and anywhere. So I thank God, amen, for that blessed day, and I thank him, amen, for keeping me all week long, amen, because if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be. Amen. This is Friday, amen, and we have had a beautiful week, amen. God is still on the throne, amen, and he's doing everything, amen, on the behalf of his people because he loves us so much. So I praise his name. My soul cries out, amen, he's holy. My spirit, amen, said glory to him. And I thank him. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Could have been dead in my grave, but you seem fit for me to see another day. You have been my protection all through the night watch. Amen. As I go up and down the dangerous highways all this week long, amen, you were there with me, amen. Even last week, amen. Thank you, Jesus. If I departed from any place, I didn't, hallelujah, take nobody with me but you, Jesus. As I go up and down the dangerous highways, Lord God, you've always been there. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God. I praise and worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Amen. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that they're renewed your Shana Mosiah, that they're renewed every day. Amen. For you love me with benefits daily. I give you glory, God, for your awesomeness. Amen. Your omnipresent. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for your glory that's seen in the earth realm. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord God, because you didn't have to choose me. You didn't have to die for me, Jesus. Amen. But your blood shed is evidence that I belong to you. And I thank you. I thank you. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to praise and bless your name. I glorify your name. I love you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord God, for my family members, the saints that I know, my children that are in the Lord, amen, my own biological children, amen, and the saints that have partnered up with me, amen. Thank you, Jesus, through my web page, amen, to go in and intercede, amen, for America and Jerusalem. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even better than when I have been to myself. Because in my own self-righteousness and my own doings, I made many mistakes. But God, when I cried out to you, Lord, God, you didn't leave me. Amen. But you took out the time, Holy Spirit, to understand what I was going through. And you looked beyond my fault and saw my needs. Oh, I worship you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the activities of my limbs. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would go in, hallelujah, and intervene for your people even more. Somebody's going through a terrible marriage situation, but God, you can turn it around in 24 hours, amen, and you can meet the needs of that husband and wife, amen, and let them know that, God, you are the mind that, amen, sits, amen, in heaven, amen, and you orchestrate righteousness in the earth realm. Oh, Father God, I ask you to look at that wayward boy and girl. Turn them around before it's too late, my Father. Let them know that drugs is not the answer. Prostituting is not the answer. Homosexuality is not the answer. Oh, my God, lesbianism is not the answer. Handedy on Shana Mosea. Robbing a bank is not the answer. But God, the answer lies in you, Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And now, God, I ask you, Lord God, every condition in their bodies, Lord God, be it cancer, My God, my God, my God, be it any kind of AIDS, Lord God, any kind of heart problems, God, any kind of sugar diabetes, tuberculosis, my God, rare diseases, God, in the name of Jesus, you can heal them because, Lord God, you are that balm of Gilead. You can raise them up, Jesus, and heal them from all manner of sickness and disease. Somebody's mind is messed up. Satan done messed it up, Lord God, through lies and deception, mental depression and words, sorrow and grief in their heart. But God, you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for moving in Kibyon Shana Messiah and destroying the works of the devil. In Jesus' name, I thank you for destroying principalities and their powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Holy Abba, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, rulers of the darkness of this world, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to continue to destroy their works. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, all these old astral projection, all of these old witches and warlocks, now God, all these old spells, break the spells and destroy the works of Satan. In Jesus' name, hear your shaboshe. Thank you, Jesus. Let your blood just flow. In Jesus' name. Oh, I'm excited. I thank you, my Father. Lord God, I gave you a shot. He gave me a shot. I'm going to say they gave me a shot. I command every demonic oppression to line up with the will of God, and I cast them back into the pits from whence they come in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Father, Lord God, thank you, Jesus. My body ain't tired. My mind is not tired of you. My soul is not tired of you. I love you with an everlasting love, and I worship you, my God. I ask you, Lord, give your shot, Jesus, to go into the prisons, God, where these men and women are incarcerated and don't have accessibility to freedom. But, God, you can give them freedom in the midst of their storms, in the midst of their imprisonment, and, God, bring them out more than a conqueror, because prisons, amen, are not made for man to be incarcerated in. That's the trick of the devil. But God, you can give them liberty through your Son Jesus Christ and his blood. And now, God, you can set them free in the name of Jesus. Although the judgment have been against them, now, God, you are the only just and true judge. And everything that this prison and these judges and lawyers have to done in the earth realm, they gonna answer to every soul that they destroyed by their own greed, by their own terminology, by their own deception, and by obeying Satan. Then I pray for the president and Lord God, the vice president, and the laws and the government in this earth realm. And I ask you, Lord God, to move by your spirit and destroy those works. And I pray for Jerusalem, Jesus. Be with Jerusalem, Jesus. That is our mother home in the name of Jesus. That is our kindred in the name of Jesus. We are Jews and grafted in, and I pray that you would keep them in the name of Jesus from away from the enemy, from away from satanic attacks, from away from a lying and deception that the enemy is trying to do. In the name of Jesus, and then my Father God, I declare and decree that every weapon that Satan is trying to use, that he has stolen from your people, in the name of Jesus, that was sent down in the spiritual realm, Lord God, he can't be Oshana Mosiah, that it not be in any effect for him, he can't be Oshana Mosiah, that it become canker to him, that he won't be able to utilize them. In Jesus' name, and Lord God, every strategy that he tried to use, God, I ask you, Lord God, to expose it in Jesus' name, and everything that he tried to do against your will, that you would expose it. In Jesus' name, I pray. I bind you up, Satan, in Jesus' name. Oh, I praise and bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give him the glory. Hallelujah. All the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. Cause you see, I've been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my circumstance. Pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. But I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials. But I need you to lift this load, cause I can't take it no more.
But the shackles are off of my feet. And, you know, I can dance all over this house today. Amen. Praise God. And don't put me in a church setting. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm not ashamed. I'm just like David. I'll dance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Until my clothes fall off. Amen. Because I rejoice in God. I love him. I magnify him. I thank him. I worship him because of what he has done for me. Amen. I was a wreck. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this.
About to give in,
he's the only friend.
When I just can't take it, he gives.
Saints, I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of God so strongly in my spirit right now. And you know what? I don't care if we're in a global recession. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There is a Goshen for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm going to praise him. Amen. In the midst of my storm, I'm going to praise him when it seems like all hell has broken loose. I'm going to praise him when it seems like I'm all topsy-turvy. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't nobody know, amen, what I have been through in order to be with this God that lives, amen, that have eyes to see, amen, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak, and feet to walk, amen. He gets around, amen, and hallelujah. Ain't nothing too hard for him. But I love him. I love him. I love him. And I want to praise him. I want to worship him. Even when I can't find words to say, I just go around and say, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I know I don't deserve him, but he loved me anyway. I'm not gonna be your child. I praise him all day long. I walk around in his house or when I'm in my car. Amen. I just begin to praise him and thank him. I begin to thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me. Hallelujah. I want you to listen to this again and let it soak. Amen. Let it soak into your spirit. Hallelujah.
In the midst of my
somebody. I'm telling you what I feel in my spirit. Amen. Just hold on a little while longer because there is a morning for you. After your midnight, amen, there is a morning for you. I know your enemy has literally been looking for you to fall, but you're going to see them fall. Just hold on, saints. Hold on, saints. Hold on, saints. Hold on. Hallelujah. Thank you. Some of you getting ready to purchase homes, amen, with no down payment. I'm telling you, thank you, Jesus. Some of you getting ready to go and purchase cars, amen, and ain't going to have to put down but $500, amen, brand new cars. Some of you are going to walk into money, amen, from inheritance. Some of you are going to get money that's been thrown out by some drug pusher, amen, that tried to get rid of it in a hurry because the cops was behind him. God getting ready to set you up for a blessing. Do you hear me, saints? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some getting ready to get into churches, amen, and going to think, amen, how could this have been? Because it was virtually impossible. But God is getting ready to do a spiritual thing, a supernatural thing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All impossibilities are becoming possible. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In this season, just hold on, saints. Hallelujah. Because your blessing is on its way. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't nothing impossible for him. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's getting ready to sign contracts. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And didn't know that it was a contract before them. But God had it in the spiritual realm, in the supernatural. And it broke through the atmosphere. Amen. The stratosphere and the atmosphere. And it came down. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just like Daniel prayed 21 days. Amen. And could not receive anything because the prince of Persia, amen, was, amen, in war. Amen. Against, amen, the Holy Ghost. But God sent the power of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And caused, amen, the man Gabriel, amen, the angel Gabriel to break through, amen, with a message, amen, to Daniel so that he can go to the next level, to the next dimension, amen. Your dimension is before you, saints. Walk into it, amen, because Gabriel is out giving you a word, amen, from on high. Oh, I praise God today. I praise him. I bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We're not going to do a thought today because I got a word for you in season. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to go and do the Lord's Supper right quick. Amen. But I always meditate, amen, on those thoughts, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that I usually give out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going into the Lord's Supper, and I praise God. And it's coming out of the book of Corinthians. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians. Amen. And I give God the glory. Chapter 11, starting at verse 24. And then if you have your grape juice, amen, and your bread before you, we can partake in it. And it said in the 24th verse, and when he had given thanks, amen, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you may partake. Thank you, Jesus. And then in the 25th verse, it said, after the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Jesus. You may partake. Thank you, Lord. I give God the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. I have a message for you today. Amen. And it's coming out of Genesis chapter 6. Amen. Starting at the first verse. Amen. And it goes all the way through chapter 9. Amen. God works in era. E-R-A. Amen. And one of the things that we need to understand that once God closes one era, a new era is coming in. And we have to close, amen, in the end of an era. Amen. And a new era is beginning to come, amen, into existence. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. And one of the things that God did, amen, he had found favor. He had found favor with Noah. Amen, and commanded Noah, amen, to build an ark. Amen. And if we look at it, I'm going to read a few portions of it, amen, and then we're going to get clarity on it. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which were which they chose, And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Praise God. And then the Bible says, in the 7th chapter of Genesis, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house unto the ark. Amen. For he had caused Noah to build an ark. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. Thank you, Jesus. So he caused Noah to build an ark. Amen. For the savings of souls. Amen. And Noah had found favor with the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because God had repented that he had made man. But the sins were in the earth realm because of what Satan had did to Adam and Eve. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible said in the 8th verse of the 6th chapter, he said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. And he was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Amen. It was all kind of sins in the earth realm, all because of what Satan had done with his old wicked, evil self. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Amen. And not only was man corrupted, but the animals were corrupted as well. Because when he had first created the heavens and the earth, amen, the animals were at peace with each other. They weren't corrupted, amen. But what Satan had done had literally messed up everything, amen. So the era of Adam and Eve ended, amen. And I want to go into, amen, the teaching so that you can understand once one era ends, God, amen, brings in another era, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And it's not reckoned by genealogy, amen, in essence, but it's reckoned by the season and the times that God, amen, is getting ready to do a thing in the earth realm, amen, for his purpose, amen. And we are in the era now where our era, amen, is getting ready to end. This generation is getting ready to end. And another generation is coming forth. Amen. And so we need to pass on the word, because after a while the word won't be utilized in the earth realm because of the Antichrist. But this next generation of people are going to have to know about God. Amen. This new era that's coming in is coming in with a lot of troubles. Amen. God told me on the 24th of October, amen, this year, amen, to let them know that we have entered into the great tribulation. Amen, and that what's getting ready to happen in the earth realm is literally going to come to pass, because once one era ends, E-R-A, another era begins. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, we pick up, amen, the understanding and the clarity, amen, in the mind of God, and God is literally saying, because sin has spread it so rapidly after the fall of Adam and Eve, God repented for creating mankind. By the birth of Seth, a new organism was now in the earth, and his seeds would ensure a pure bloodline of people that would walk in obedience. Through this bloodline, generations of people were maintained to keep this pure race in existence so that the birthing forth of Jesus Christ could occur in the season that it was ordained to happen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapters 1 through 5 ends one generation, and now we pick up after creation and go into a new era. Amen. In order for God to stop Satan from trying to take over the world with his seeds, amen, Adonai moved to destroy the earth with a flood. His awesome wisdom and knowledge in preservation would save many souls, amen, for the future generations, amen. For God said in his word he would that none should perish. In Genesis chapter 6, we pick up again, amen, were the Son of God, which, amen, thank you, Jesus, were angels, amen, had seen that the daughters of men were fair to look upon. So they took them in marriage, thus causing, amen, and creating another kind of species on the earth realm. Amen. They were giants already in the land because of what Satan had caused to happen with the genes, amen, of Adam and Eve. These giants came from Cain's children and grandchildren as well. For Cain, amen, was of the corrupt one. Cain obtained defective genes and the attributes and likeness of Satan because he was the son of the wicked one. Amen. And you can read John's 1, 1 John's 3 and verse 12. Amen. 1 John 3 and verse 12. During the course of life, Seth's children married Cain's grandchildren, thus producing offspring that had the same genes as Cain carried. Amen. That corrupted seed. Amen. Because Satan had defiled the bloodline, God first allowed Adam's generation to have longevity of life. They would live 800 and 900 years, amen, before they would die. His reason for doing this was to allow the genes to reconstruct over a period of time. After 130 years, their genes had literally reconstructed, amen, to benefit the will of God. It was better for the genes to reconstruct rather than to kill Adam and Eve and have to start all over again. You see, God does not recreate anything, amen. He creates, but he don't recreate what he has already created. What it was, amen, and what it was already was in existence, it will always be. The only thing he does is correct. He molds and shapes what is needed for his use. Amen. We are the clay. Remember, you heard that scripture being read that God is the pot and we are the clay, and he molds us and shapes us. Amen. And that's what he does. It's literally an inward thing. It's a supernatural thing. It's a spiritual thing that occurs in the inward parts of our being. Amen. In order to fit the needs. Amen. And become suitable for the will of God. What are genes? They are the physical unit that carries characteristics from parent to child. The genes are thought to be a certain nuclear acid within a DNA molecule that holds a precise area on a chromosome. It also is capable of copying itself. In humans and other mammals, genes occur as pairs. They structure and regulate the way the blood cells and tissues develop. Satan knew that if the genes were tampered with, they would produce a different character of people. They would literally inherit the traits of him. They would inherit the traits of Satan. Amen. And I'm going to tell you in detail what the traits of Satan, amen, and how he obtained these traits. Amen. What had literally occurred, amen, in heaven, before God had created the heavens and earth, there was the tree of life in heaven, and there was the tree of knowledge of good and evil in heaven. Amen. Satan was created to be perfect, amen, in all his beings until he decided he would try to eat after the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And when he literally did this, amen, his traits, amen, was seen, amen, by the evil that was in that tree. And so he became corrupt. He willfully did this. Amen. He willfully did this, knowing that God had told all the angels in heaven that they were not supposed to partake of this tree. Amen. That's why God literally put the tree down on earth. Amen. The tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. Amen. Amen. And then he told Adam, he said, Adam, whatever you do, don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's a no-no. You're not supposed to eat of this. Well, Satan had these traits. Amen. Amen. When God kicked him out of heaven. Amen. And so those traits are in him now. He knows good as well as evil, but evil has overtaken, amen, him, that he desires nothing of good. That's why God tells us, he said, when you minister to people, amen, because I've sanctified you, one of the things that I don't want you to do is to go around and begin to hang around them, because evil will always literally force, amen, itself on good and cause good to be messed with, amen, to the point that it will overthrow the good. So he said, go in, witness, and then come out, amen, because I've sanctified you from the evil. Amen. So we know, amen, the origin of how Satan did what he did and why he did it. He wanted to do this thing. He wanted to do be in rebellion against God. Amen. And when he did that, amen, he caused a third of the angels to follow him in his wickedness. Amen. Through deception. And then once they were entrapped, they had to follow him because they had no more of God in them. So God kicked them all out. Amen. He threw them down. Jesus said he saw him as lightning fall from the sky. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Down here on earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So 130 years after the birth of Cain and Abel, God caused Eve to conceive and birth forth Seth. It took 130 years for those genes, amen, to reconstruct themselves, amen, and be, amen, able to produce the goodness, amen, the good that is in God, amen. We see that her genes and Adam's genes had to go through reconstruction to produce a pure race of people. You see, genes are self-producing, automatoscopic structure capable under certain circumstances of giving rise to new character. Such changes being called mutation. I love the word of God. Let us see what mutation means. Change, transformations, instances of such change, permanent variation through many generations. This that Satan had done had literally caused, amen, the genes to be defiled for many generations, amen. But God, amen, after 130 years of reconstruction, amen, was able to cause Seth to be birthed. Amen. The new character had to be, amen, seen, amen, in Adam, amen, and Eve before God would allow, amen, Eve to get pregnant, to conceive a child. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And transformation in the genes that could be transmitted to her offspring. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So what God literally did, amen, thank you, Jesus, was cause this to occur, amen, so that Seth could be and literally have a pure bloodline in him. A change is in genes potentially capable of being transmitted from offsprings would ensure a pure race of people. Amen. After Adam's generation, God shortened the lifespan of mankind in to 100 years and 120 years, literally, because every imagination of the thought and of the heart was evil continually. What Satan had done, amen, in that tree of knowledge of good and evil, amen, it literally, amen, caused us to have an evil heart, amen. And Jesus speaks about that. Out of the heart proceeded evil in Matthew 15 and 19. Hebrews 3 and 10, it lets us know about, amen, how the heart errs. And then Hebrews 4 and 12, Romans 2 and 29 speaks about this circumcision of the heart. Amen. God had to literally go in and help our heart because our heart was desperately wicked. Amen. Our thoughts was always on evil. Amen. And we had evil imaginations. Amen. Images that would come before us that would only show us the evil. Images of killing somebody. Images of raping somebody. Images of doing all kind of evil. That was what was in the tree of knowledge of good and evil in that fruit. Amen. That Adam and Eve had partaken of. Amen. These thoughts, amen, in Matthew 15 and 19, it said, out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, amen. That's why, amen, we should guard our hearts diligently, and in our hearts we should always be thinking good thoughts, amen, and doing things that are always good because of what Satan had done to us, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus, amen, literally had to send the Holy Spirit to help us and guide us into all truth, amen. He's my paraclete. But literally, amen, keep our thoughts in line because, amen, we would be doing and thinking everything all day long. He don't like men. He say he's a minister and she's a minister. So we have to always, amen, keep our thoughts, amen, in line with the word of God because it would run away with us, amen, and our personalities, amen, would be messed up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The thoughts literally make up our personality. Amen. The thoughts of God, amen, on the other hand, is not evil but good. Amen. And this is why we have to renew our minds daily because of what Satan did with Adam and Eve. Amen. We have to gather in the thoughts, amen, patterns, amen, every good thing, amen, that God is speaking. We cannot walk in any kind of disorder. Amen. And we must keep us literally our mind and focus, amen, on Jesus Christ, amen, and ask us to renew our mind. You can read Matthew 6 and 25. It'll give you some information on the thoughts. Amen. Amen. This is why Jesus tells us not to take no thoughts of what we how we should live and what we should wear and how we should do things. And I'm just paraphrasing it, amen, because, amen, these thoughts, amen, are embedded in us, amen, because, amen, we have left our God, amen, and have become dependency on the thoughts, amen, and how to do things, and then we end up in a shipwrecking ourselves. And then our imagination, amen, for thank you, Jesus. Genesis 8 and 21, it literally states that the imagination of man's heart is always evil, has been evil. Jeremiah 7, 24 speaks about the imagination of the evil heart. Jeremiah 9 and 14 and 13 and 10 and 18 and 2. And then Proverbs 6 and 18, Romans 1 and 21, amen, 2 Corinthians 10 and 3 through 6. Casting, amen, down the imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing them into captivity. Amen. You got to bring them into captivity because if you don't, those thoughts will rule you, amen, because they are evil. Amen. And that was what was in the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's why we have to have a renewed mind. That's why we have to stay before God at all times because of what Satan had did. Okay, so before God gave laws to Moses for the people to abide by, amen, they were lawless, amen, committing every kind of sin possible, and they had no moral values, amen. Before Satan tampered with the genes, Adam and Eve, amen, who was the one that ate off the tree of knowledge of good and evil, amen, they had all the likeness and the characteristics of God. They were created in God's image, amen, and his likeness, amen. And whatsoever was in the fruit would carry trace of good and evil, amen. And Satan knew this. Let us not forget the fact that Satan actually had sex with Eve. A lot of people don't understand that demons do have sex, and demons do impregnate people. Amen. God had to literally stop that in the book of Genesis chapter 5 because this was illegal and an unlawful act that the demons were doing toward the daughters of man in the earth realm. So God literally stopped that. Amen. But now, amen, in the end time, amen, they're coming back again doing this evil thing. That's why you see all these deformities and all of these various humans that have children that look like everything. There's a woman that you can look, I don't know where you're going to find that information, that had a child, amen, and she looked just like a dog, amen. She had everything on her body. The body itself was shaped just like a dog, amen, because that was intercourse with demons, amen, and whatever else she had fooled around with, and this was all, amen, a part of Satan's act. Let us not forget the fact that Satan actually had sex with Eve, amen, as I have mentioned. This fruit made them as gods, knowing the good and evil. That's why people say we are just like gods. We know we are just like gods, but I don't want to be like no God. I want to be like the God that created the heaven and earth. I want to be in his likeness, amen, and just do everything like him. I want to be a perfect example, amen, of his righteousness. Their eyes were opened to both God and Satan, and forced by Satan to participate in evil. He kept you with his mind. The way he kept you with his mind is what was in the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's why God tells us to repent and turn back to our first love, acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior, so he can begin to reconstruct us, begin to help us, and cause us to walk in holiness and righteousness and truth. They was not able to discern the difference between what was true, amen, and what was a lie, right and wrong, good and evil. Plus the fact that this sinful nature was passed on from genes during birth. We, amen, were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. People had no written laws to help us, amen, in those olden days, amen. But it was passed on through oral laws, amen. And so Moses and them, amen, began to write, amen, the written laws down. Because every time somebody would say something, amen, even in the written laws and the oral laws, after they heard the word, they would get right back up from the word and go and sin again. This is the evil that Satan has done in the earth realm. Because of what Satan done to Adam and Eve, we now carry the trace of his evil nature. We sin and think it's all right. Amen. I told you about how this father killed his son, blowed his son's head off because his son had sinned. You don't add sin to sin and think it's justifiable. When Christ comes into your life, he removed the Adamic nature and replaced it with the nature of God. Excuse me, saints. What Satan does, amen, before salvation come in is cause the sinful nature to cause us to be lawless and do many evils. When we do these evils, amen, and this sin, we are made as slaves to Satan's will. Read Romans chapter 5 and chapter 6, and it give you clarity, amen, amen, and a great in-depth on that. God used Seth's genes to preserve the bloodline, and through Seth's grandson Noah, amen, God again found a just man and a perfect, amen, man in his generation to help him preserve life. Amen. He chose Noah to be used in this area, in that era, to preserve life, and that the genes that would be, amen, carried, amen, would be carried from him to the next generation through his sons, amen, that he had birthed in the earth realm. And he talked to Noah and told him to build an ark because he was going to destroy the earth with a flood. Then he told him he would make him, a covenant, amen, thank you, Jesus, with him and Noah, amen. Noah walked in obedience with the Lord and began to build the ark. Amen. When God tells you to do something, saints, do it. I don't care how crazy it seems. I don't care how far-fetched off it is. Amen. God knows what he's talking about. Amen. He is our God. From the beginning of creation, man has always needed a God to sustain them. Amen. When the pagans were in doing their things, they always called on their God. Amen. Man has always looked for somebody to be head over them. Well, I made Jesus Christ Lord and God over my life so that I can live, amen, a righteous life. I don't want to be perverted and do all of these wicked things that Satan, amen, has placed in my life. Amen. The mind's supposed to be renewed daily, amen, in order for us to be protected from this wicked and evil, amen, that Satan has done. So we need to stay up under the ark of safety. After Noah made his 500 birthday, amen, and had his three sons, God called Noah to build an ark, amen. Amen, thank you, Jesus. I think at that age around about 20 or 30, amen, during that time and even up to now, what I think literally happens is a male and a female don't fully reach maturity until they, amen, in their 30s. Amen. So God had to wait many years for the fullness of the maturity of Noah in order for Noah to comprehend the will of God to the fullness, amen, in order to carry out his will. Because if he would have called him at a younger age, amen, he might not have wanted to do it. Some writers state that it took Noah 100 and literally 100 years to build the ark. But if you read in Genesis chapter 5 and 6, it is literally, it will help you in giving a clarity to the years that it took to build the ark. When Noah had finished building the ark, God visited him again. This time he instructed him to gather every clean animal by seven, amen, males and females, and unclean animals in pairs, males and females. Of the birds of the air, seven males and seven females. Was done to keep seed alive because he wasn't going to recreate life again. He also gathered his wives and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, amen, and their wives as a supply of food. After following God's instructions, all went into the ark of the Lord, and the door was closed. One of the things that God does, amen, and I have been telling you for the last couple of weeks, God literally gives the man in the earth realm instructions on how to preserve life, on how to keep, amen, life, amen, afloat. He gives us instructions on how to keep our nature, amen, from being sinful and carrying out all manner of evil. You know, saints, I hate to really end this here. This is good teaching. But what I'm going to do is I'll pick back up next week. Amen, and finish this off because you need to know the thoughts, your imagination, amen, and all that's in you, amen, your heart, amen, need to literally be geared up and fixed with the Lord. That's why Paul, amen, did so many teachings, amen, on the mind, amen, on the heart, amen, and on the thoughts, amen. You know, one of the things that I want to share with you right quick is, you know, yesterday we had turkey, amen, and some of us had dressing, and some of us had duck, and some of us had geese and all kind of chickens and seafood and stuff like that. Well, in the animals, there is a chemical called tropamine. And tropamine helps with our emotions, and it comes from the animals, turkey and fish and all this, amen. At the beginning of creation, God, amen, did not have a need for man to eat, amen, animals. He told them that they would eat the herbs, amen, from the ground, amen. But after Adam and Eve sinned, amen, there was a chemical in the body of these animals, and I say it again, tropamine, amen, that helps with our emotions, amen. Satan messed up the emotions in mankind. And one of the things that God did, he not only reconstructed man's genes, amen, and brought in a better characteristic, but he used the various elements, amen, the food sources, amen, around us in order for us to have a healthier body, a clean body, amen, because of the wickedness that Satan has done. Let us learn how to eat healthy foods. Let us learn how to not gouge, amen, and do all things that are not a benefit to our body. And let us begin to focus on the will of God. Saints, God is so loving, amen, and he's so true, amen. He'll do everything he can to help us. If you don't know God, amen, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is time today, saints, to repent for your sins and to call upon him who is the author and finisher of your faith. And then, saints, if you need prayer, amen, my prayer line is 314-713-7828. You can call me. And if you want to mail any kind of love offering, I am a nonprofit entity. amen, a nonprofit church, amen. You can mail it, amen, and I will give you my mailing address is 624 Village Square Drive, Hazelwood, Missouri, 63042. You can mail any offerings, amen, any checks, amen. I prefer not checks because a lot of them will bounce, but if you mail any offerings, amen, and you mail them for the glory of God, amen, thank you, Jesus, and I will apply this for my ministry. I'm getting ready to go into a building pretty soon. I'm waiting on God for that, amen, to come to pass. And if you want to make a contribution to this ministry, you're more than welcome. And you can get it, amen, use it for tax statements, amen, on next year's or whatever. Now, I've given you this information. Don't call my phone playing with me. Don't call my phone trying to use schemes and games, because I'm in an area now where God, amen, literally will destroy your works. Amen, before they even hit the surface. So I love you. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend.